suspended for 3 days. He'll be sent to the United States.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai announced it will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. This is a $410 million expansion project that will create 200 new jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs in the area. Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a deadly fire in the 6300 block of Willow Glen Court. Officials say a 72-year-old man died after being taken to a UAB hospital. Investigators believe a propane-powered space heater was the cause of the fire. And Selma City officials say there are 6 candidates for police chief, and they hope to cut that number in half in the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Mara Lopez here, and it's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No, of course not. Who would? So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges you a lot less, you see where I'm going with this, right? That's America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost. Get the $45 unlimited plan from Straight Talk with 25 gigs of high-speed data and no contract, only at Walmart.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Two career diplomats implied President Trump asked for political investigations from Ukraine during the first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry.
I realized that one of the key pillars of our strong support for Ukraine was threatened.
Bootleg and black market marijuana vaping cartridges have tested positive for toxic chemicals, including formaldehyde and hydrogen cyanide. This was a new test done of the vapor people inhale into their lungs.
If President Trump wants his tax returns to stay private, he may have to take it up with the Supreme Court. An appeals court won't hear the case.
The blast of Arctic air sweeping the nation now extends from the East Coast to the Deep South. It's single digits in the Northeast, and they're scraping windshields in Mississippi.
New York City police think that one woman might have made over 20,000 fake emergency calls to 911.
Disney Plus has hit more than 10 million signups, far exceeding expectations.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, also known as TGIFE. See a police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Let's see. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing that we'll do tomorrow. But if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. And it's, I tell you, literally, it's the best giveaway in the River Region. You will love Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you haven't been there, go by and see them. As my friend Lynn tells me, I don't give where it is enough. It's on 231, less than 2 minutes past the turn on 231 to Taylor Road. It's on your left-hand side. So go see it. Happy Yankee, huh? Hey, Happy Yankee.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, after my blood pressure went down after watching the hearings yesterday, I'm feeling a lot better.
Oh, that's good. That's beer will do that for you, won't it?
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Hey, listen, just two or three quick points. This guy Quigley.
Yeah?
This representative, I think he's out of Illinois.
He is.
Made a statement yesterday that hearsay is better than direct evidence.
Let me play that clip for you. It's the Representative Quigley isolated. There you go.
I guess to close primer on hearsay, I think the American public needs to be reminded that countless people have been convicted on hearsay because the courts have routinely allowed and created needed exceptions to hearsay. Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this instance.
There you go. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, he's got a JD. He's got a Juris Doctor. I don't know what he's got his JD in. You know, and there's a lot of people that have JDs that are not attorneys. They may have gotten them in law. They probably didn't. They never became lawyers because they couldn't pass the bar exams. I know a guy that's taken the bar exam 7 times, still failed it, you know. So, I mean, I don't think he's, you know, I'm not an attorney, as you know, but I do know that hearsay is admissible, like in preliminary hearings, detention hearings, sentencing for relevant conduct. But in a trial court, hearsay is not admissible. And, you know, this whole thing yesterday, and I was thinking about a good word to call it, and it is nothing more than buffoonery. That's all it is buffoonery. And I think what they're doing is they don't have the case. And I think that with the media's help, they're looking towards the American people to be like sheep, just to follow a narrative because they're not knowledgeable. You know, not intelligent, but they're not knowledgeable. Everybody's got intelligence. You need intelligence by chew to open up a can of peanut butter, to flip eggs. I mean, you have to have some kind of intelligence to do that. But to be knowledgeable about a particular topic, you have to know about that topic, understand it. I think what they're doing is they're pressing the narrative, and they're hoping that the people will be sheep and just follow them. I mean, I just cannot even fathom that people would believe this. And but that's the narrative that they've been doing from the beginning.
It really is.
And you know, as I said before, you know, It, as you say, it's going to come out in the fullness of time. But, you know, I get so frustrated. I was talking to some guys that I used to work with, and some of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans. And they're like, they can't even believe what's going on. And they're Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, they said, yeah, I voted for Hillary. But even they're having a hard time understanding what's going on. But they have a knowledge of the law and the knowledge of the process and the procedures and what's required. And I challenge any of your attorney friends to come up on the phone or talk to you personally and say, no, hearsay, we can convict somebody in a trial court on hearsay. I just challenge any of your attorney friends to say that. But anyway, I was livid last night.
I bet.
You know, about the whole thing. And one more thing, and then I'm going to go, because I know you're telling me I talk too much.
I don't tell you that.
Well, okay, but anyway. Hey, here's the deal. I did get word, a line on, I think the Horowitz report's coming out, like, it's imminent, within days.
The IG report?
That's what I understand.
Yeah, I think you're right. Matter of fact, we're gonna have a little story about that.
Oh, I'm going to read the whole thing. I'm going to highlight. I'll be calling you.
Oh, boy, I like that. I would love for you to do that.
Yeah, man. Listen, you guys have a good... I was going to tell Jerry, make sure you put his finger on the button in case I drop a bomb here.
Yeah. Keeping me on my toes.
But I had calmed down. But hey, God bless you guys. Great show. And be safe. And take care of yourselves, okay?
I appreciate you an awful lot, Happy Yankee. We have to still do that beer together. Let's go to Elmore County Redneck. Elmore County Redneck, we're on board the Damo Show on a Thursday.
Well, thank you. How y'all doing?
Very good. And you?
Yes, sir. Just a little chilly.
Not better than it was on Monday.
Oh, yeah. You may have already touched on this, but I watched quite a bit of that show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the two buffoons that were up there answering questions, I picked up on real quick and it kind of justified my feelings towards the whole thing that it was scripted. Those guys did not hesitate a moment, had an answer immediately when a Democrat asked them a question.
Yeah, they were fine when they were reading the script. They were fine, and I agree with you on that. They were fine when a Democrat was asking a question. Taylor, in particular, really fumbled around when the Republicans were asking questions.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. It just...
Excuse me.
It's a waste of time and money. But if they get the news media talking about Trump did this, Trump did that, impeachment, they think it's going to help the 2020 elections. I just don't see it.
No, I think, actually, I feel real comfortable with this, is that they're going the wrong way as far as public popularity on this and people now saying that Trump is getting a raw deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, listen, I just want to call in and tell you what I thought, give you my 2 cents.
You got it, my friend. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
Oh, yes, sir. It's George Dickel weather.
One of your best friends, right?
Oh, yeah, that and a little Coke.
There you go. Thanks for calling. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Mike, I'm great. And you?
Well, I'm just doing pretty good, too. Listen, I just wanted to compliment you on that. Your replay at 7 o'clock in the evening is perfect because when I can't get you during the day, that just really sets it off. So, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad that you listened to it.
Yeah, it really makes me. I can't hit you all 3 hours in the day. It's perfect. So, I just wanted to let you know. And whoever programmed it was good to see.
Well, we can thank Rick Peters for that. He made that call when the Joey show, when everybody kind of changed around. They, what do they do? 2 hours, Joey and me?
Yes, of 2 hours a night, yeah.
Okay. But I really appreciate that, Mike. That means a lot to me.
You bet. Take care, Dan.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. It's not always perfect because we're not thinking about podcast replay, but it really does work out beautifully that we can use the local shows and use them on the weekends, use them at night, keeping it local.
And what I've been doing is I've been kind of gearing the show more for that first 2 hours to be a little more impactful there where we have the right people. The only thing I was messing up on was the... when we'd have the mayor in, he would be on the third hour versus the second hour. But
catch him on the weekend.
We get the new mayor. We'll see if we can get that done. Okay, let's continue on with NBC Nightly News here. And what we have is Holly Jackson weighing in. Listen in.
President, as we noted, reacting to today's hearing, declaring it a sham while hosting the Turkish president at the White House. And there's late reaction from Democrats on all this, too. Holly Jackson has details.
Today's historic hearing, viewed by millions, but not the president, he says.
I hear it's a joke. I haven't watched. This is a sham and shouldn't be allowed. It's all third-hand information. Nothing direct at all. Can't be direct because I never said it.
He and his White House downplaying what they describe as a witch hunt, decrying it as boring, and disputing one new key fact about a controversial call on July 26th between EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland and the president himself.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
What this call indicates, as other testimony has likewise indicated, is that the instructions are coming from the president on down.
But President Trump says that's news to him.
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it.
Do you recall having a conversation with
him? I don't recall. No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Democrats say today helped explain to the American public how they believe the president abused his power.
I'm very proud of our Democrats, and I think that what has come forward has further, of course, given us the truth of what happened.
President Trump spent most of his day meeting with the Turkish president, a controversial visit just a month after the U.S. pulled troops out of northern Syria, effectively allowing Turkish troops to invade and triggering tough criticism our Kurdish partners were abandoned. The president insists otherwise.
Our relationship with the Kurds has been a very good one.
As for the impeachment hearing, multiple sources in and around the White House acknowledge that while Bill Taylor appeared to be a credible witness, they just don't think this hearing changed the game. With one person telling me, based on today, it's doubtful any Republicans will break ranks with President Trump.
And this is kind of surprisingly balanced in a way. I think it's like a 60% Dem, 40% Republican narrative that's on here. But did you notice that three times Lester Holt did it, twice in his opening? And when he did the lineup for before you get to the dun dun, you know, the NBC theme, then he did it after the NBC theme. Then Peter Alexander did a highlight story within his big long story on this new telephone call, and then Halle Jackson did it too. Something's going on here. I mean, that was 11, it was 10 minutes and 30 seconds out of a 21-minute NBC Nightly News broadcast. That's incredible. So let's continue on with two of our favorites, Andrea Mitchell and the effervescent Chuck Todd.
Let's bring on Andrea Mitchell now, our chief foreign affairs correspondent, and Chuck Todd, our political director and moderator of Meet the Press. Chuck, let me begin with you. Does this move the needle, acknowledging that there are more public hearings to come?
Well, I think they did today because they got an additional piece of new information. And it's new information that, frankly, makes you want to see the next episode, which is Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to EU, apparently a second phone call after the call. Here is an eyewitness account or an ear witness account of overhearing the president on the phone with Gordon Sondland. It makes his testimony crucial, Lester, to the point of it could be make or break type of crucial, I think, for the longer portion of this. But look, the other part of this is, what do the Democrats want out of this? If you're looking at today through the lens of, did they make the case to remove the president from office before the election? I think it's way too soon to tell on that. But they did have a decent enough day one to make you want to see day two.
And Andrea, we can't forget about the 2020 race for president. These two are colliding.
They already are colliding because that is why the Democrats are narrowing the focus of this to just this issue, not Russia and a lot of other related issues, charges that they've made against the president before. They know that they have very little time to get this case made to the public before they are into 2020. And the Republicans' best argument and doubters' best argument is, let's just let the voters decide.
All right, Andrea and Chuck, thanks to both of you.
Again, that was kind of balanced. Just let's let the voters decide. Now, this was kind of surprising. They started out kind of a big bombshell. And then as they get towards the end of all three of the reports, they kind of get, well, let the voters decide type thing is the way it failed. It didn't change a lot of people's mind. And, Republicans are going to be lockstep on this whole thing. Then Peter Alexander, the way he ended his. I thought all of that was very interesting, the way they did that. Another one of our favorite, John Dickerson. I wish I could see Joey's face. Like somebody just put something bad in his milkshake and he took a sip of it. Going to be back right after this.
I'm so lonely without you.
coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Dave's. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's go to John Dickerson, who is on this morning. He's going to be talking about the hearing. Interesting approach that he has with this.
So, John, anybody who has a cell phone knows it's so easy to overhear the conversation when you're talking to somebody else. What is the significance of this latest revelation?
Well, also, anybody with a cell phone knows you don't have this kind of conversation on a cell phone.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a breach of security.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe? Talk about the irregular channel. Now, we should be clear. Something has been alleged, and part of what this process will be is nailing down all the details of this. What exactly was discussed? Did somebody overhear the right thing? And so forth. But this is what was important about Taylor's testimony yesterday is there is an allegation of another instance in which the president appears, according to his account of it, focused on the Bidens and the Biden family. Why is that important? Is because one half of the president's defense, and again, Republicans still have multiple defenses of the president, not all of them aligned. One of the defenses is that the president cared so much about corruption. The counter argument is no, he cared about corruption by one person, one family, and that's the family that happens to be running against him in this election.
This is, though, the first supposed connection to President Trump himself that we're hearing in the evidence, correct? How effective is this for the Democrats?
Well, it's their central case. I mean, because if we go up to 30,000 feet, the fact is that the American president has amazing and enormous authority in foreign policy, and he is granted that by the Constitution. And the what's at issue here is whether he used that authority for himself or for the country. And if he's talking about the Biden family, he's using it for himself, is the allegation from the Democrats. And so that's why it's central to their case.
Okay, so he brought up a good point, is that, so you're sitting there on a cell phone, and suddenly he goes over and decides he's going to call the President of the United States. So Russia, who is right there, sees a 202 number pop up, international call 202. You don't think they're tracking that? You don't think that they're tracking a staff person for the ambassador?
Right.
And they're having a conversation about this? I mean, this, it seems far-fetched that first the Sondland's going to pick up the phone and call the president, and that he's going to make the call and then the president's going to answer. That's kind of unusual. The time difference, I mean, what time did the call? I mean, there's so many places for this guy to stumble. And again, I'm wondering, what was his job in the embassy? Okay, let's continue on with John. I thought that was kind of an interesting approach to this.
But I've heard the Republicans say, listen, there was no investigation of the Bidens. That Ukraine did, in fact, get the aid. So really, nothing to see here.
Well, that's their strongest argument, because we should remember, when we think about this, there are sort of three ways to think about evidence here. One is whether it builds a case for impeachment. One is whether it gives Republicans enough evidence to go to their constituents and say whatever they need to say to get reelected, which is really, I mean, let's be honest, in politics, that's what this is about, is whether you can justify your vote one way or the other. And then finally, we have to think about this in the election context, because we're thinking about the presidency as this evidence comes through and whether it's worth giving the president another 4 years. So for Republicans trying to just get to an argument about what's happening, that's a strong point. But in law, I haven't found a lawyer who has said, if you try to commit some kind of illegal act, it's okay if it doesn't succeed. So there's no lawyer who says that. In the Nixon case, he was driven for office for things he wanted to do, but that weren't carried off. And Republicans were right to not use that standard when they investigated people who wanted to undermine the Trump election. Well, Donald Trump was elected, but that wouldn't stop the investigation into people who tried to undermine that election. Mm-hmm. So it's a good political argument for the moment, but it doesn't necessarily hold up all the way through.
Any evidence yet that any of this has penetrated the public?
No, none, I don't think, for the moment. But we might not expect it to. You know, there should be a high bar for impeachment. And for the challenge for Democrats is to put together this puzzle, make sure each piece has integrity. And that's going to take a long time. The fact that they got one interesting piece about this phone call is good for them as they try to build this long case. But we got a long time to go before those minds are changed.
That was pretty amazing. So my kind of viewpoint of this is I thought they were going to take the hammer approach and really focus on this call and really try to build something around this other call and start speculating. Certainly Morning Joe did that, but NBC and CBS did not do that. I didn't detect that ABC had done it either. So they're a little, you can tell they're kind of underwhelmed. Everybody coming, I don't think it's really changed anybody's mind. And when you have NBC and CBS doing that, and CBS is the big dog.
Right.
That's big. Let me go to a break. Bud, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. A girl shot at a high school in Santa Clarita, California, has died. At least five people are wounded, including the suspect, a 15-year-old boy who we're told survived a suicide attempt. Kids there had gone through active shooter drills.
So we did drill it several times, but the thing is, you think, like, okay, like, let's practice, but this doesn't happen.
Witnesses say the suspect had walked away after the shooting before being found by police. An Islamic State terrorist suspect being sent home to the United States.
Turkey began a program to deport suspected ISIS members on Monday, starting with an American. But reports quickly began to emerge that that suspect had become stuck at Turkey's border with Greece, that the Greeks had denied him entry, and the man was left stranded in a no-man's land. Turkey's Interior Ministry now saying the US has agreed to take the suspect, and after being stranded for 3 days, he'll be sent to the United States.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort. We are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s. Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This ain't the heartache that I thought I knew. 272-9228, that's where we are.
This ain't
Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my brother?
I'm doing very, very good, my friend. How are you doing today,
Very sir? Good. Where are you located today?
I am in Atlanta, sitting in a Cracker Barrel, eating me some fried chicken, and have a piece of pecan pie coming to me.
Oh,
don't get
man.
No better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, the only way you can get better is with Sweet Quick. What can I say?
There you go. I tell you one thing I like on their chicken is that I get them to give me some gravy on the side. And that is really good with that gravy that they do.
Wait, I got to step back. On the side, you cover everything with sawmill gravy. What are you talking
about?
Well,
what I do is I take it and then I spoon it on there each bite.
Spoon, that's because you're a gentleman. I just wallow everything over it. It looks like a plated gravy the way I eat. What can I say? That's why I'm as fat as I am.
Those mashed potatoes, man.
Absolutely.
Back about as
well. You know, one thing I would say is this. We have the fake media out there. And if you have to go to alternative sources because so many people do not have the luxury of your show to listen to. Go to Twitter. Follow Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, these other type of individuals to where you can actually get the truth of what's coming out there. And you can watch it. You can listen to it. And you can tell your friends and educate them. I'm really enjoying watching that. But here's a bigger question. As we listen to these so-called independent ambassadors, you know, I'm a 27-year veteran. I don't have a dog in this hunt. I'm just bringing forth this information. You know, when Clinton was elected president, he fired all 92, I believe that was the number, of the federal DAs across the nation. Because that was his right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would any outsider president, and I throw out Mitt Romney, McCain, anybody else you can think out there, because they were rhinos. Why would any outsider president on the Republican side ever keep an ambassador or an assistant ambassador if that person was appointed by an opposing party going forward?
Well, in Taylor's case, he was a career diplomat, so he was he had been serving Republicans and Democrats, and there are a lot of holdovers. An ambassador slot is a very difficult thing to fill. You give some of them away, like United Kingdom, France, Italy. Those are kind of those are perk ones. You have to have somebody you trust, have to have somebody that's good, but the ambassador's house in Britain is phenomenal. It was Joseph Kennedy's house. He bought it and gave it to the State Department. It is magnificent. And in France, the residence there is unbelievable.
No, my own question about that, and of course I defer to your knowledge. You can't ever really trust them, can you?
The career, you know, we, as I've said on the show a bunch of times, we had some real problems with the career diplomats and what Reagan wanted to do, particularly on the Caribbean Basin Initiative, particularly in Central America, and really in particular with the Soviet Union and the Soviet satellite countries. I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, what they would do is they would tell Reagan, you don't need to be saying the things you're saying. They're inciting the Russians. And they would say, well, we don't give a damn. You know, we're not thinking about Russians. We're thinking about us. And that's what happens is ambassadors start thinking about the country they're residing in and not the country that they're supposed to represent. I mean, I actually had to say to an ambassador one time, are you representing them or are you representing us? Because he was trying to negotiate for the country that we were visiting too much. And I had to tell him no.
That would almost border on treason, wouldn't it?
Well, these guys are just set in their ways. You know, little Danny Morris, 27 years old, doesn't know what he's talking about, but I do. And it doesn't matter what me knowing what I'm talking about is, am I talking about the things that the president wants to do?
Exactly. And when you can hear a sentence with six different names in it,
was great.
What your testimony is, I love Jim Jordan. He's the kind of young, aggressive Republican that we need in the next future generation that's not going to hold their punches at the national level as far as vice president, future president, whatever the case may be. Just somebody that's in your face, Democrats, I'm going to poke you in both eyes.
As soon as you said that, that's, you know, being from Ohio, and if you need Ohio, but I think Ohio is now a Republican, back to being a Republican state. But he could bring a big chunk of that to the table. He's very much like.
I agree.
He's very much like.
And you know what I really love about it? He's doing the questioning, and he does all his photo ops. He does all his news. Long sleeve shirt rolled up.
Yeah.
A tie, no jacket. He's showing, I'm not part of you guys.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And that's exactly what we need.
I'm with you on that. I think he's really
good. You have a blessed day, friend.
Thank you. Yeah, I think Jim Jordan moving over was a smart, smart choice. Somebody mentioned the IG report from DOJ possibly coming up here. Kevin Cork is going to comment on that in the FISA report. This is on Fox.
There are new indications tonight the Justice Department Inspector General is preparing to release his report on the origins of the FBI's Russia collusion investigation imminently. Correspondent Kevin Cork with the latest on that today.
The report's release could be imminent, which would cap a 20-month-long process. It has been quite a while. Michael Horowitz announced his investigation, you may remember, back in March of 2018. He was charged with examining possible FISA court abuses by either the DOJ or the FBI. The Attorney General has called Inspector Horowitz fiercely independent and said again today that when the report comes out, it will be, quote, a credit to the department.
It's been reported, and it's my understanding that it is imminent. A number of people who were mentioned in the report are having an opportunity right now to comment on how they're quoted in the report. And after that process is over, which should be very short, the report will be issued.
In addition to examining the DOJ and the FBI's compliance with FISA rules, Horowitz is also expected, Brett, to review their relationship and communications with an alleged source related to FISA applications. Horowitz's findings could be useful for U.S. Attorney John Durham, who is also conducting an investigation into the origins of the Russia probe, examining the conduct of the DOJ, the FBI, and the intelligence community. You may recall just last month we learned that Durham shifted his administrative review to a criminal inquiry, giving his team the power to not only impanel a grand jury, but also hand down indictments. Again, we expect the IG report to be released soon. Just how soon remains anyone's guess.
Okay. So we have Yovanovitch Friday. Mm-hmm. We have the whistleblower, this new call person's meeting behind closed doors. That was going to be interesting to see what leaks from that. You know, bombshell type thing from Democrats, or there's no there. This guy was more confused than anybody around. And then you've got the Sondland and those things on next week. How much airtime will the IG report get on ABC, NBC, and CBS? They're loving this hearing, but how much will they pay attention to that?
Depends on what is exactly in it, of course, but I think they have to address it.
They've got to, they can't ignore it. There's no doubt about that. But how much? I mean, they gave 50% of an NBC Nightly News to the hearing. 50% of it. To two people that were testifying. 50% of it. Be interesting to see what Friday's is. And if this thing breaks on Friday and or next Monday or Tuesday, what is that going to do to the news coverage? Because you've got a 30-minute newscast or, say, 21 minutes of content, and you're not going to be able to do 10 minutes of hearing and 3 minutes on, you're going to have to parcel that up somehow, particularly with the weather was the number two and three story, and then a kid that had a special needs school was the fourth story that was out of there. But I'm going to be watching these rascals really close. But I think timing's going to be everything, because it's actually going to knock this thing off the. It should damage it and knock it off the front page. Let's say with the FISA.
Would be interesting if they release it sometime like Monday.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday would seem logical. But if it goes Friday, what that's going to do is that's going to change the Sunday shows from all about hearing and how Donald Trump is going to be arrested within 24 hours type of thing. And it'll have to give kind of an equal time with that. Not totally equal, but it'll get some parity with it, let's say. Monday or Tuesday could be really interesting. Yovanovitch, I really feel she's going to be, I think she's going to go up in flames here. I think they're ready for her. And they've already caught her in some lies. Okay, Let me venture on down here. Paula Reid is going to bring up a subject matter talking about the Turkish president visit and a surprise video he shared in the Oval Office. And we're going to get into the tactic that Donald Trump is employing, which is a pretty smart tactic.
As the impeachment hearings were underway on Capitol Hill, President Trump was meeting with Turkey's president at the White House. And CBS News has confirmed that there was a surprise confrontation when Turkey's president, that's President Erdogan, met with Mr. Trump and others in the Oval Office. Paula Reed is at the White House. So, Paula, good morning. What's this all about?
A surprise indeed, Tony. During this meeting, the president brought several Republican senators into the Oval Office to meet with Turkey's leader in a hope to ease some of the hard feelings, because several of these senators have been very critical of Turkey's action, particularly in northern Syria. Now, we're told during this meeting, the leader of Turkey pulled out his iPad and showed a propaganda video depicting the U.S. allies, the Kurds, as terrorists. Apparently, the Turkish leader thought that he could sway some of these senators by showing them this clunky propaganda video. But apparently, the senators took turns pushing back on the Turkish leader. Now, the GOP senators, they had a goal in mind, too. They had showed up to this meeting to try to help convince Turkey not to buy Russian military equipment. They hoped that they could work with the president to convince Turkey instead to buy American hardware. But it turns out this meeting overall appears that it wound up being pretty awkward, and it doesn't appear that anyone's hearts or minds were changed.
Okay, now let's talk about how the strategy that Trump did. So Erdogan comes in, and so he's got Rick Scott, he's got Lindsey Graham, he's got those kind of players in the room to talk to, so they can have a discussion with the Turkish president about what's going on in Turkey. He wanted Erdogan to hear their problems, and he wanted Erdogan to kind of tell their story. Very vintage Trump. In other words, you guys kind of, I'm going to put y'all together, y'all sort it out. That if you read Art of the Deal, that's what he does. I thought it was brilliant. And so he brings out his little iPad and shows him the propaganda video about the Kurds and how they're terrorists. And Lindsey Graham's going like, I'm not doing that. I mean, what is this? And so he had to go, okay, well, these guys that are on the Defense Appropriations Committee, Armed Services, and things like that, aren't kind of feeling me here. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want that to end up to be a problem. And Lindsey Graham has said, you know, we need to be putting some serious sanctions on Turkey. And he was pushing that hard. So I think it was a very smart move on Donald Trump's part. Let them kind of fight it out. And he's not getting, but he's my, we're still friends. Lindsey, right. We're still friends, President Erdogan. Is they're your problems.
Right.
And when he talks about Turkey, he said, he's your problem. So y'all do what you want to do with them. I'm just here for the game here. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to The Dan Morris Show. Dan went to go get some water and he hasn't come back yet. So let's continue on, why not? Let's hear from Mike Emanuel about the hearing yesterday. This is the take from Fox News.
Our breaking tonight, was it a solemn day or the beginning of a show trial? The answer, up to you tonight. After the first 5+ hours of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, we have all angles of that testimony covered for you tonight. For his part, President Trump said he did not watch any of it. We have Fox team coverage. John Roberts at the White House with what else the president is saying about the day's testimony. But we began with Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel on Capitol Hill with the highlights from that hearing.
A long session under the bright lights for two career Foreign Service officers, the first witnesses in a public hearing in this impeachment probe.
You are the only member who knows who that individual is.
I do not know the identity of the whistleblower.
The first public hearing of this impeachment probe opened with partisan squabbling over the person who brought the complaint about President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president.
So help you God.
The witnesses, the top diplomat to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, sitting side by side with Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent. In a new disclosure, Taylor said he was told last week about a colleague who overheard President Trump on a July 26th phone call with the U.S. ambassador to the EU.
The member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. Ambassador Sondland told President Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward.
Wow. Said in the old the movie, there's, you ain't got nothing here. Mm-hmm. You got nothing. Let's see where this goes. Apologize for being late, coming back up here. I got tied up, picking up something downstairs. Let's stay with Mike Emanuel on the hearing, Jordan and Taylor. Listen in.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, who was added to the Intelligence Committee, challenged Taylor's understanding of facts.
You're their star witness. I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
I don't consider myself a star witness. I'm not here to take one side or the other or to advocate any particular outcome.
Taylor, a West Point graduate, referred numerous times to his very detailed notes of conversations and events. Republicans countered Taylor and Kent did not have direct knowledge and never spoke to President Trump about Ukraine.
Officials alarm at the president's actions was typically based on second-hand, third-hand, and even fourth-hand rumors.
Democrats push back. The White House is preventing those who have spoken with the president from testifying about it.
So I suspect if you have a problem with hearsay, you'd have a lot more direct testimony and direct evidence if you weren't blocking that ability.
Taylor said he was concerned about the allegation of withholding security funding in exchange for help with President Trump's political campaign.
It was counterproductive to all of what we had been trying to do. It was illogical. It could not be explained. It was crazy.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. You know why it was crazy? Because it wasn't what he wanted to have done. And see, this is what the problem is that what this really gets down to is the Trump cannot trust the State Department and the Ambassador Corps, not all of them, and particularly the career diplomats, because they think differently than Trump. And they are saying, this is crazy. Well, it's crazy to you because you've been doing it the wrong way for so long that somebody doing something different is crazy to you. And not to this level at all, but the Reagan administration had the exact same problem because our foreign policy was so different than any other president ever before. Completely different. The way, particularly the way he approached the military and used the military, was beefing up the military and was using that in diplomatic circles. And, you know, they were just going nuts with that. You know, we're talking about putting missile systems in Europe. You can't do that. Oh, yeah, he can. He's the president of the United States, and you're not. So let's continue on with Mike Emanuel, and he's going to be talking about Ratliff and others.
Republican John Ratcliffe asked if Ukraine's President Zelensky was lying when he said repeatedly that he had no knowledge of U.S. military aid being withheld.
Ambassador Taylor, do you have any evidence to assert that President Zelensky was lying to the world press when he said those things?
I have no reason to doubt what the president said.
Schiff responded, saying the Ukrainian president wouldn't dare cross President Trump.
If he were to contradict President Trump directly, they would be sophisticated enough to know they may pay a very heavy price with this president, were they not?
That's a fair assessment.
Republicans pushed to have the whistleblower testify. No surprise, Democrats have a different view.
I'd be glad to have the person who started it all come in and testify. President Trump is welcome to take a seat right there.
Next up, Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who was recalled from Ukraine for a public hearing on Friday. Next week, 8 more witnesses, including 3, Tim Morrison, David Hale, and Kurt Volker, who were on the Republican wish list for witnesses.
Those would be interesting, particularly the Morrison and the Volker ones. Because very few people have actually had contact with the president about these issues. And Morrison was right there in the White House. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles it.
And David Hale, also, this is based on John Solomon's reporting, confirmed that Yovanovitch was, when she gave a speech, she was making a domestic move in Ukraine, showing she's no angel, let's say. The Geneva Conventions requires foreign diplomats not to get involved in internal affairs of the nation hosting them. And seemed pretty clear. And I think Hale is the one who said something to the effect of, yeah, our Kiev embassy's been a bit more proactive than our other embassies around the world. Okay.
I think that's where when Republicans are going to lay out, particularly with these 3 witnesses next week, I think there'll be some hand grenades that are going to go off in those.
Well, and what has not been proven or shown to me is that they keep saying pressure, extortion, pressure. These sorts of things, like this big threat of the aid, military aid won't show up. And that hasn't been proven to me at all. I don't think there's any problem with Trump just asking, hey, can you publicly announce that you're investigating, say, Burisma and the Biden?
Yeah, and particularly Taylor said that there was a delay of up to 1 year of things going into Ukraine.
Right.
When you're talking about the ship just got there and it was back lived over in 2018.
I actually do have to hand it to Will Hurd, the Republican.
He did a good job with that.
He's often broken with the president, but his questions are very fact-based, very straightforward. The CIA analyst in him came out, and I thought that was very enlightening to learn that there is that much of a delay. You might give money up for fiscal year 18, doesn't show up till 19, a lot of the equipment.
And we're at the end of 19. I mean, 19 actually ended in October.